Well, there are many, and as I say, most of them stem from the fact that Bolívar was very contradictory. And he wrote such an amount of material that you can find pretty much everything you want in him. If you want pro-slavery, anti-slavery, liberal, anti-liberal, you know, everything that you want, there's always a Bolívar under the sun for you. And in a sense, what's interesting with him is his afterlife. Not only was he hugely influential and important during the Wars of Independence and the creation of the nations, because he was active politically, we can say, more or less between 1805 all the way to his death in 1830. So that is a very, very long career in which he was dictator, he was liberator, he was constitution writer. So he had a long time to participate. And in different places where he intervened, there were very contradictory memories of him. And the places where the memories are most contradictory are in present-day Peru and in present-day Colombia, where he's seen as a hero, but a problematic hero, a hero that brought a lot of trouble with him as well. Where he is seen as an absolute hero without any flaws is in Venezuela, his native land. However, he was exiled from Venezuela. He was not allowed to return during his lifetime. So he has now become the symbol of Venezuela. Most famously, Hugo Chavez took him to be converted Venezuela into the Bolivarian Republic. He still is the biggest symbol of Venezuela.